The swarm disintegrated, replaced by Baranek goo and a couple dozen straggling fighters that struggled to regroup. His fighters made quick work of them.
Well done, Moscow said. But conserve your weapons.
Conserve? It was hard to conserve anything when they were under near-constant bombardment.
Doing what I can, Squawk said.
The enemy attacked at will now, swarm after swarm, engaging and disengaging. The Forgotten were hit from all sides in a relentless assault, and since they were in the dead zone between the safety of the orbital platforms and the jump gate, they were truly on their own. Squawks grunted as he nearly took a splash of plasma fire to the cockpit.
This isn't working. We need to be nimbler. Break into fighter pairs.
They would lack a cohesive strategy in fighter pairs, but Squawks trusted his pilots to do what was best in the moment. They didn't have time to think, only react, and working in sections wouldn't enable that.
Nails, where are you?
Forming up, his wingman said. Why do you think you're still alive?
Ha! Squawks barked.
He risked a quick glance at the battle map and saw Nails was already flying just off his wing.
Glad someone is looking out for me. Guns only. Save your missiles for large swarms.
You got it.
The Abraham Lincoln is only 6 minutes.
Squawks, Moscow interrupted. Another convoy is headed our way. I'll take my flight back and give them an escort. After you see these ships through, double back and give us a hand.
Affirmative, Squawk said. Go get 'em, Moscow.
He watched the green indicators on his HUD as Moscow's flight broke away from the convoy and doubled back toward the planet. In a single moment, their numbers had been cut in half.
All right, dogs, it's just us now. The Abraham Lincoln is only 5 minutes out. Keep these vessels flying until then.
His fighters didn't have time to respond. Several formations of Baranek fighters darted in, going straight for the open flank where Moscow's fighters had been. Squawks and Nails flipped and burned, coming at a dozen enemy fighters from under the convoy. Noodle and his wingmen came from the opposite side, and the four of them used controlled bursts of cannon fire, knocking out several fighters, but not before the enemy unleashed a barrage of plasma fire. If the enemy attack had hit the Redemption with its reinforced hull, it would have only caused minimal damage. But these weren't military vessels. These were private civilian ships, luxury liners, and industrial ships meant for hauling cargo. The plasma fire tore through their hulls like molten lava. Hulls depressurized, venting oxygen, fluids, and human lives into the void.